Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Is it live? Is it talk? Is it free? Well, it's all three of those things. Hence the name, Free Talk Live. The phones are open. I see somebody calling. You're going to have to wait for me to screen you. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the phone number. I am expecting a special guest host tonight, and I don't know if they're on the line with me now. I'm expecting the Intergalactic Space King. Are you online? Can you hear me?
Tis I.
Oh,
can you hear me, Captain?
Oh, Intergalactic Space King, we have you. Can you hear me?
It sounds like we have a severe delay, Captain.
Indeed, it does sound as if there... I mean, you are calling from arguably some other galaxy, and so, of course, hailing frequencies may be delayed. We're unsure of how this works.
Well, I think we need to spend a little time doing some audio tech work, and maybe we can try this again later.
Okay, it's your call. I'm fine either way. I have plenty of content. We were just, of course, hoping to get the perspectives of the Intergalactic Space King tonight. But if we're going to suffer the delay, perhaps it is best to bring you back another time. Big delay.
Thank you, Captain. I wish everyone the best. Mark signing off.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Intergalactic Space King. That is, well, I'm just appointed. I'm not disappointed. I'm just appointed. I might be whelmed. I'm not sure. But I was hoping to get the Intergalactic Space King on the show tonight for various reasons, most of which revolve around the fact that I have a bit of a theme for tonight's show. And that theme, of course, well, I say of course, but you don't actually know already. I'm going to announce it now so you know, is Bitcoin and guns. These are some of the favorite topics of, well, libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, folks who value freedom and think that they should be exercising their rights as much as possible. And so we're going to talk about many things related to that. I have something here that says, new gun control bill is expected to pass that requires background checks to purchase ammunition. That's right. New gun control bill expected to pass requires background checks to purchase ammunition. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But just to kind of give you an overview of what I've got in store, I've got another one here that says, dad who homeschools kids teaches them about guns and Bitcoin. That's right. Dad who homeschools kids teaches them about guns and Bitcoin. I mean, that sounds like, well, no pun intended, a kick-ass dad. We've also got another headline. Cryptocurrency seeks to lure firearms companies amid threat that banks will cut off the gun industry. Now, we already know that the legal marijuana industry suffers from, we'll call it, bank rejection. That is to say that a whole bunch of people doing business legally in their states where recreational and medicinal marijuana have been legalized, one or the other, or both, depending on the state, but banks refuse to bank them for a variety of reasons. Now, I've been a large proponent of saying, hey, you legal marijuana industries should be looking at cryptocurrency for your banking needs. But it doesn't seem to have caught on with the legal marijuana industry as far as, you know, inter-industry commerce is concerned. That is to say, between the growers, the distributors, and the retailers for, you know, their transaction needs. I don't know why. The benefits are all there. The speed is there, depending on the type and frequency of the transactions. There's many cryptocurrencies that would suit them. Not very difficult to transduce, you know, the regular U.S. dollars into the cryptocurrency, legally, of course. So we'll see what happens there. But I found this really interesting because apparently the firearms industry is under the threat of being cut off by banks. And that is very disturbing if you value freedom and rights. Also in store tonight, we have this headline. You can now print an entire semi-automatic rifle at home, 3D style. The total cost, including the 3D printer, is about $350. That's right. You can now 3D print an entire semi-automatic rifle at home. The total cost, including the 3D printer, is about $350. We'll find out more about what they have to say about this interesting development in the 3D guns printing industry. But also in store tonight we have, why are lifetime gun bans being imposed on tax cheats? And these are nonviolent crimes unrelated to guns. And it seems like these shouldn't deprive people of their right to bear arms for the rest of their lives. You know, if somebody makes a mistake on some tax forms, or even if they, you know, go further than that, this has no bearing on their right to keep and bear arms to protect themselves and their family and their property. Why are lifetime gun bans being imposed on tax cheats? We can talk more about that, of course. Since we have not been able to successfully get the Intergalactic Space King, I will have a surprise guest host here, probably in segment 2 or segment 3. So in the meantime, I'll be your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass of LordKickass.com. If you're not familiar with me, you can go to LordKickass.com and check out some of my parody music. That's right, like Weird Al Yankovic, except I don't pull any punches. That is to say, some of my stuff has some cussing in it, but some of it doesn't. So hopefully you can appreciate the 12-year-old humor that seems to be prevalent in what I do. They're all professionally recorded and professionally produced, with varying degrees of professionalism thrown in, some more than others, some less than others, but please feel free to visit LordKickass.com. Guns and Bitcoin is the theme. I am just, my flabber is gassed about this headline about a new gun control bill expected to pass requiring background checks to purchase ammunition. I've never heard of such a thing before. My flabber is definitely gassed, as I've said. This South Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and a Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal have gotten together and were given massive coverage in the media this week to push their new tyrannical gun control law. The ammunition background check of 2001, which would require all citizens who wish to purchase ammo for their already legal firearms to undergo background checks first. 603-283-6160 is the number. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio talk program. where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. Open phones. We've got somebody waiting to be on the air. We'll get to him in just a minute. The telephone number that you need if you want to join our conversations tonight is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. That's the phone number here in the studio for you to join us live on air at Free Talk Live. Now, a couple of things. We screen our own calls here, so if you call, you're probably going to have to wait on hold for a little bit until we can get to screening you. Generally, that happens during the commercial breaks. We apologize. That's just the way it is until, you know, some point in the future when maybe they're auto-screened, maybe we hire a screener, something like that, but that's just the way it is for now. So keep that in mind. But again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to get on the airwaves, take control, and talk about whatever is on your mind. So we attempted to have the Intergalactic Space King on from some remote galaxy. We're not really sure where, but it seems that the hailing frequencies, you know, through different galaxies and that kind of a thing, didn't quite work as planned. We have some more testing to do. So instead of myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and the Intergalactic Space King being your host tonight, it's going to be myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
it's Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Did you do a segment by yourself?
I did. Well, I mean, we had the Intergalactic Space King, but the delay was not going to work for us. So, like, he could hear everything and we could hear him back, but we had to wait a good, you know, say 5 seconds or so for that transaction.
You would think that he would have serfs that could work on that for him.
Well, hopefully the Intergalactic Space King is sending, you know, a bunch of, you know, intergalactic technicians to, you know, the Earth to help us figure out what these problems are.
That could take light years.
It could. Well, you know, hopefully not. But at any rate, tonight's theme, Bonnie, just so you know, I mentioned it at the top of the last segment. It's Bitcoin and guns. I know. Your favorite topics.
Well, I love Bitcoin. I don't like guns that much.
You don't love guns? Well, so we've got a few headlines, and I'll just recap them for everybody. We've got new gun control bill expected to pass requires background checks to purchase ammunition.
That wasn't already a thing ever?
No.
Oh, wow.
Like, I mean, I don't know about other states, but the last couple of states I've been in, if I needed ammunition, I just walk into the local whatever mart, you know, the store, the ammo store, the gun store, you know, Walmart, things like that. They carry ammunition. I just go up to the shelf. I look for the ammunition I need. I get the ammunition, or I ask the guy behind the counter, hey, I need some, you know, 9mm or whatever, and they sell me ammunition.
You just have to be 21 or something?
Yeah, or maybe not even that. I think possibly 16 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
You know, depending on the state, of course.
So is this a United States, like a federal law that's coming out, or like New Hampshire?
No, this is federal, for sure. There's a couple of people who are sponsoring it. So before we get to talking about that, though, we have Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you, Captain Kickass. Bonnie, good evening. This is what's on my mind. Regarding the aftermath of the Derek Chauvin trial, whatever that's going to be, they'll find him guilty, but I don't know to what extent. Regardless of that, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama, and Maxine Waters are deliberately going to use this as a pretext to start to ignite a race war, if you will. In other words, they're never going to be pleased with the outcome, and they're going to stir the pot. And furthermore, George Soros, the Anti-Defamation League, the New York Times, the Washington Post, are pulling all the strings to foment this race war. Now, Soros is an international Jewish banker and communist who funds Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And Soros and the ADL tells the FBI, and this is a fact, it's not an opinion, the ADL dictates to the FBI to prosecute right-wing groups like the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys because they are supposedly racist and anti-Semitic, but this is a double standard. The FBI doesn't go after Antifa and Black Lives Matter. and a communist movement that are funded by Soros. So it just shows you how phony it is. And as I said, Sharpton and Jackson and Obama and company want to destroy, want to erase worse than a state for twofold. Number one, they want to create a, they want to destroy white Christian America. And number two, they want to enact a communist, establish a communist government. And you said something a moment before, about 10 minutes ago. You were talking about Debbie Wasserman and Schultz, and you were also talking about Blumenthal, Connecticut senator. Why would that surprise me that two prominent Jewish officials would be against gun control? They've been advocating gun control, the ADL, for many years now. Silence us and disarm us.
That's a government position. And you know what the government fears most of all, Scott? The government fears the blacks, the whites, the Jews, the Asians, you name the race, the midgets, whatever. You name the subset of human beings. The government fears most all of these people getting together and arming themselves and cooperating against them. Thank you for the call tonight, Scott.
You know what's confusing to me? I keep seeing so many memes about this and stuff, and I just haven't seen any race riots since the Chauvin verdict, so why is everybody still thinking that's going to happen? Like, I don't know anybody who's going to riot about that.
Some people just have it ingrained in their brain that, oh my God, the race wars are coming. The race war, like, the division, the propaganda has been sown so well and so mightily into some people's heads that whenever they see something, oh my gosh, it's the race war, it's coming, oh my God, and they freak out about it, right? It's like, no. No, what you need to do is recognize that human beings are human beings. Not everyone is equal to everyone else. Everyone has their fortes and their specialties, things they're good at. And cooperation between all of the people across the human spectrum. I don't care if you're short, fat, tall, skinny, white, black, green, purple, blue, indigo, or violet. If we all cooperate and all work together to make humanity peaceful and voluntary, government goes away.
There's just no need for them if the people knew their real power.
That's true. That's very true. It's a very small subset of people who have, quote, the control, unquote. And it's the continued obedience of humankind that furthers their grip. So at any rate, we were talking about this article. This is from the freethoughtproject.com. This is by Matt Agarist. South Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal were given massive coverage in the media this week to push their new tyrannical gun control law. The ammunition background check of 2021 would require citizens who wish to purchase ammo for their already legal firearms to undergo background checks first. This is one of the lamest things I have ever heard in my life. 603-283-6160. More free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has officially recognized atrocities committed against Armenians in the early 20th century as a genocide. In a statement marking Armenian Remembrance Day, the president said the day was a time to remember all those who died in the Ottoman-era Armenian genocide and recommit ourselves to preventing such an atrocity from ever occurring again. Previous administrations had avoided using the word genocide out of concern of damaging relations with Turkey. An estimated 1.5 million Armenian people were killed by the Ottoman Empire between 1915 and 1923. And several states have begun administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again after an 11-day pause. The FDA and CDC lifted the pause Friday night after a CDC advisory panel recommended readministering the shots after looking into several cases of rare blood clots. Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, and Virginia are just some of the states that have begun administering the shot again. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Republicans unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that's limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. That's in contrast to some of the measures in the president's plan, like caregiving for the elderly, manufacturing, and others. Congressman Jason Smith says Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree on a plan that pays for physical infrastructure projects. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the GOP senator's proposal does just that without an extra burden on the working class.
This proposal that just recently came out in the Senate is about infrastructure. It is about roads and bridges. And, you know, Republicans and Democrats should be able to work together in making sure that we fix our crumbling roads and bridges. But we definitely don't need to do it at the expense of the working class. And that is what we have to pay attention to. The proposal that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer brought forward will be a spending boondoggle at the expense of working class. And we can't have that.
This is USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And we've been talking about, or attempting to talk about, this article from the Free Thought Project. A new gun control bill is expected to pass that requires background checks to purchase ammunition. The law is also called Jamie's Law, named in honor of Jamie Gutenberg, one of 17 victims in the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. On Thursday, the congresswoman from Florida took to shamelessly exploiting the Parkland tragedy to push even more senseless gun control measures. No person should endure the agonizing pain of losing someone they love to gun violence.
The worst part about this, I don't even care if I sound conspiracy theory, is like the government probably had something to do with giving someone ammunition or like radicalizing someone who ended up shooting the school, and then they use it to go on and be like, nobody should have to go through that.
She goes on to say, families in towns and cities across the country who have been touched by this agonizing epidemic are joining Fred Gutenberg and other gun safety advocates to demand Congress address this public health crisis. Jamie's Law is a crucial piece of the multifaceted approach needed to end the gun violence epidemic, closing the ammunition loophole, and requiring background checks for ammunition purchases can save lives. Now,
everything is a health crisis.
I have such a problem with everything that this person just said.
Me too.
Because, again, if they want this behavior to stop with citizens that live within the borders, quote unquote, that they control, then I require and request that they show us how it's done by putting down their frickin' guns first. Put away your bombs, put away your tanks, put away your guns, your SWAT teams, your Bearcats, your battering rams, and show us how it's done. Because if you can't do it, then you have no right to tell us how to do it. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Randy in Arkansas. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I've got the schizophrenia, and I've noticed that all it is a blood pressure disorder.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And my medicine controls my blood pressure, and in the equinox, I take more medicine than I do in the solstice. And maybe everybody that's got blood pressure is mentally ill. I've had a mental health professional tell me that most of the people who are mentally ill never get help. And that's my thoughts on the matter.
So it seems to you that managing this by way of, you know, like you said, taking, you know, more or less during the equinox and the solstice and just managing your blood pressure helps you tremendously?
Yes, I can stay perfectly medicated. I can hold down any kind of job I want to if I'm smart enough.
Yeah.
What does the equinox and the solstice have to do with it?
Well, I don't know, but I know I go from a pill and a quarter in a solstice, and when as the equinox approaches, my blood pressure starts creeping up, and I take an extra pill and a quarter during a equinox, extra pill.
Yeah. Have you?
But I just adjusted a quarter pill at a time as my blood pressure goes up.
Okay. And is your doctor aware that you're doing this? And if so, what do they have to say about it?
Well, they say it's okay. Maybe I know more about it than they do. I don't know.
All right. Well, we appreciate the information, Randy, and best of luck to you. Thanks for the call. I do know. Like, I'm not, like, a superstitious guy. I'm not really even a religious guy. But the solstice, the equinox, full moon, all of these things have a huge effect on planet Earth.
I know. I always think about how weird it is that the moon is literally connected to, like, when women have their periods.
Right. And it's also connected to, like, low tide and high tide.
Yeah.
And so it would be very, I think, ignorant of me to go, well, that has no bearing on how human behavior or humans, you know, work in general, right?
Exactly. That's why I believe in astrology, because I don't think that, like, the position of the planet at the time you're born would necessarily have nothing to do with anything. But I'm also not, like, 100% like, oh, I believe in it all 100% either.
So. Yeah, I'm not big into the astrology just because every time I read anything astrologically related, it all is just like these vagaries that could apply to multiple people at any given time in their lives and that kind of a thing.
And I think that's because there's so much of a market in it that there's like all kinds of little magazines that just put out little things. You want to know something weird? I looked up my horoscope for the day of the raid the other day.
Yeah.
And it said, this day the stars are going to try to make you injure your feet. And I, you know, stepped in glass.
That's right, you did. You
literally injured my
feet. Had to put on shoes that were full of glass as a result. That's interesting.
That was weird.
I never thought of going and looking at, like, horoscopes in retrospect, right? Usually folks, when they're reading their horoscope in, like, you know, the newspaper or whatever it is, wherever it's published, or they get it, you know, emailed, or it's on their phones now, on their app or whatever, usually it's a forward-looking thing. They're looking to predict the future. Will I win the lottery today? Right? What are my lucky numbers? And, you know, who am I compatible with today? You know, will I meet a nice gentleman or lady or whatever it is? Right? You know, but these are the things that, you know, human beings look to horoscopes for, generally speaking. So it's interesting that you took a look in retrospect.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if it told me I was going to have a bad day that day.
Yeah, I wonder. I'm going to have to, maybe do some retrospect research. So we were talking about this bill proposed called the, what was it called? The Ammunition Background Check Act of 2021. And Jamie's father, this is also called Jamie's Law, Jamie's father also released a statement to help push the bill. My daughter Jamie was murdered over 3 years ago. Since then, our failure to address the reality of gun violence has only become more challenging as we see more instances of gun violence. The gun surge unleashed during the pandemic has resulted in over 400 million weapons on our streets, said Fred Gutenberg, founder of Orange Ribbons for Jamie. Unfortunately, as we are seeing every day now, many in the hands of someone who intends to harm and wants to kill, like the government, for example.
Yep.
The way to deal with this reality is to pass Jamie's Law and extend background checks to ammunition.
How can you even say, like, I know that of all the guns sold this year, many are belonging to someone who wants to hurt and kill? He's just saying that.
Well, I mean, they are if you include government. The reality of gun violence in America will not fix itself, he continues. We need this life-saving legislation, or we will continue to face our current daily reality of gun violence and loss of life. We are better than this. The time is now, in all caps and exclamation points. Save lives together and pass Jamie's Law.
I just hate that they use things like somebody dying because they got shot to pass laws that won't do anything for gun violence in the future.
Guns were already illegal, you know, for, like, you know, many people to buy. You know, there's already laws against murder, right, these kinds of a thing. And, no, this type of legislation isn't going to prevent a damn thing. It's just not going to prevent a damn thing.
It's just
going to
make people go underground.
It's just going to make people go underground. The black market for ammunition is going to rise, right? People are going to begin to, you know, make and remake.
And print.
In ammunition themselves, perhaps even 3D print it. I mean, legislation is not going to bring back this person's loved one.
It's exactly like abortion.
603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever's on your mind. The toll number, it's no longer toll-free. We've changed the number. It's a regular number now. Regular-ass telephone number in the U.S. is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us on air, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you're going to find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignoring this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, all the latest cryptocurrency news, and it's all on a very slick and incredibly easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. Again, bitcoin.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just wanted to get your opinion and the opinion of your listeners with regard to how to handle an inherent problem of the system, and that is that our people who work basically for the government are not working on an incentive program, I mean financial incentive program. Neither is the government, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get them to do what you want them to do efficiently? For example, in South Carolina here, we have the South Carolina Department of Employment Workforce, South Carolina Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, and South Carolina Department of Mental Health IPS section.
Mm-hmm.
That means Individual Placement Service. But I don't think that they do a very good job, unfortunately. I wish they did. But I'm sure it could be much better.
Sure.
With regard to helping people get into a career track and being successful at it, even getting into it, because of the fact that there really is no incentive for them, and they kind of act in a bureaucratic way. But the thing is, and there's no real motivation. I mean, they don't get paid based upon how many jobs they find for people or how many appropriate jobs they find for people.
Mm-hmm.
They get paid basically for being there. So how do you ever overcome that inherent problem? And that's my question, and I I just thought maybe you or your listeners might have some ideas with regard to how to get the governor to pay attention a little bit to that very important aspect of what he's doing.
Well, so the thing here is that with these services, if you will, that are being provided by government, you hit the nail on the head in that there is no incentive for these organizations to perform, mostly because the government claims a monopoly over this type of a thing. Now, when it comes to things like job services, you know, there are free market-based groups, this is businesses, right, whom you can go to and submit a resume or fill out an application, and they will find you a job, and they are incentive-based. So I would recommend anybody who's looking towards, you know, any, like a job services, you know, within the government, that kind of a thing. Most of the people going to job services are going there to fulfill an obligation to continue collecting unemployment. They're not really going there to find an actual job or a career path or a way forward for themselves. The government claims that they offer things like, oh, well, we'll re-educate you and we'll offer you new skills and all this kind of thing. But you are absolutely correct in that the government has no incentive to deliver on any of this because they're not rewarded for any successes that they have. It is a bureaucracy, and the whole thing should just go away, and the free market should be allowed to interject wherever these government agencies are, wherever they exist, so that a properly incentivized business or businesses can compete with each other to offer the best and most services to people in need. Bonnie, your thoughts?
There's no organization in government that does like a better job than could be done with the free markets, and that's because the government doesn't have to get paid on based on whether or not they're a good company or not. They just get paid. They get money that was stolen from us, deposited directly into their accounts for sitting there and doing the bare minimum or whatever, you know. Because, and I know this for sure because I lived on a military base where like 90% of the employees on the base were actually civilians. And, oh my God, there's nothing worse on earth than a civilian who works on a military base because they don't care. They don't have to do anything right. They don't have to do anything well. They don't have to have good customer service. They just can suck all day and never get fired.
Any other thoughts, Robert?
Okay. Yes, I do. I appreciate your thought with regard to going to private industry. The problem is that private industry, I think what they do is they get some money from the businesses that are looking for people, and the businesses will say, well, look, we need somebody who's experienced in this particular thing. So the company, they basically think their job is to find people in another company who work with people who are in that job and to somehow lure them over to apply to through the agency to this other, and the agency then intermediates between the company that paid them to look for somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's a totally different thing, I think, than what the government is doing when you go to the government to find a job.
Look, we have way worse problems right now with the workforce because of the government paying people to not work. McDonald's can't keep people working for them right now.
Yeah, Wendy, you know, I mean, a bunch of the restaurants. If you just look at the restaurant industry in general, they are at a crossroads in just the existence of restaurants. And that is to say that since the, quote, pandemic, unquote, and everybody was laid off or put on unemployment or extended unemployment or the stimmy checks or, you know, all of this kind of thing has kicked in, it's to a point now where nobody wants to work in the restaurants right now. And restaurants that are otherwise, you know, really successful can't keep enough employees to make the restaurant go. Now that, you know, some of the things have been returning to normal, some states are lifting the mask mandates and that kind of thing. So thank you for the call tonight, Robert. Absolutely good point, Bonnie. In fact, here in town, I heard a rumor that a national chain restaurant closed for 2 weeks. Not because anybody got the coronavirus, but because they can't hire enough employees now to handle both indoor dining and the takeout, which is, you know, kind of their whole business model went to since the mandates and the closures and all that kind of stuff. So they were a chain restaurant. They had dine-in. They moved all of their business to curbside, takeout, delivery, you know, DoorDash, Uber Eats, that kind of stuff. And so now they're able to reopen the dining room, but they can't hire enough people to keep up with the demand, so they closed for 2 weeks.
Because why should somebody work at some place like Chipotle or Applebee's or something when for less money than they can make just sitting at home and right. getting money from the government? Why should they? Why would they want to? That would actually be weird if they want. I mean, like, you know, that'd be yeah. abnormal. Most people don't want to do that. But if the government didn't exist, they wouldn't be, you know, sitting there giving people $600 a week not to work, and then people would want to go get a job. They probably wouldn't even, honestly, I don't even think if there was, like, the government, there would be, like, I don't think that there would be a huge bunch of companies whose job was to find people jobs. Like, it would just naturally happen. People right. would naturally be getting jobs a lot easier because the economy would just be insanely booming if we didn't have the government ruining it all the time.
The caller, Robert, answered his own question within the question. And that is to say, he's like, well, it doesn't seem like they have the incentive. And that is the answer. The answer is government removes human incentive. Human incentives are things like this. Pay. Respect, prestige, right? These are generally the things that motivate human beings when it comes to employment or business running, right? How many of these people who are unemployed could run a business if they want to, if it didn't require all of the disincentives that government puts in front of you? Licensing, insurance, right? All of this kind of a thing. You
got the taxes they have to pay. All the taxes they have to pay
just to get into a business, right? And it's not like, oh, you're good at making sandwiches. You just start making sandwiches and selling them. No, that's not how it works. Look into the process of starting a business, listeners, and look at how complex it is just to start a sandwich making business. And you will see the hurdles that the government throws in front of you just to get off the ground. And it's sick. It's insane is what it is. So when government interjects, it takes away incentive. It either monopolizes or disincentivizes. And that is what creates the problems that we are facing currently, particularly in the restaurant industry and particularly with regards to what is known as COVID. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.